This is CliffCentral.com.
After 3 days, the video had 15,000 views. At the time, my Instagram page only had 10,000 followers. Just over a year ago. More views than followers? How is this possible? I went back to look at the hashtags used, and it turned out I used a tag that was trending in another part of the world. This explains it. A few weeks later, I posted a dancing video with a friend. This video received 20,000 views with zero hashtags. After digging further, I saw that other people were posting it and sharing with their friend. Okay, that makes sense. So I began to research. How do you go viral? How do you grow your followers and your impact? What are the ingredients? What works and what doesn't? How do you get noticed when people are bombarded with options? From WhatsApp notifications to feeds flowing from every app on the phone? How do you stand out from the clutter and influence your world and make money doing it? Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show exploring the link between brain power and brand influence. Today, I share a conversation with you, a case study, about how one digital influencer, Nadia Jafter, has built her personal brand influence. She is shaking up the game. Her YouTube page has 26,000 subscribers, and her Instagram page, by the same name, Nadia Jafter, has well over 200,000 followers. What inspired me to have a conversation with her is her authenticity, consistency, and speed of growth. And guys, she's hilarious. Enjoy. So Nadia, you are originally from Cape Town.
Yeah, originally.
And do you think there's something fundamentally different about Cape Town people?
Definitely. I think we have a much like a laid back demeanor about us. We don't take life too seriously, but that can also be our downfall because we're not very, we don't have much work ethic. Oh. Talking for myself.
And as a kid growing up, what were you like? Were you a nerd? Were you the funny kid? What were you like?
No, I was actually very introverted. I struggled making friends. I used to have panic attacks now and then. I got taken out of a few schools because I struggled to make friends and I actually got bullied. So, yeah, that's kind of...
Do you feel like the bullying produced this kind of creative instinct as a form of escape?
Definitely, yeah. I use it as a defense mechanism almost to get people to like me because I knew that everybody always liked the funny kid.
Well, people definitely like you. Your social media from YouTube across the board is buzzing. You've become like, you know, a bit of a phenom in the space. Did you predict that this was going to happen?
Never.
Was there a moment where you were like, whoa, wait, people are like flooding the following?
No, I never ever. I was always one of those people that kind of, I was just okay with settling and just not really becoming anything spectacular. So I kind of knew that it was a thing when I got my first campaign, like when I actually got paid. And I was like, okay, cool. This is like a thing. It's not like for fun anymore.
And how much time was between when you first started in the space and when you first got paid?
Probably like 7 or 8 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So soon into it.
Yeah. But it wasn't much, but it was still something. At the time, you know, I didn't know anything about what you're supposed to get paid or rates or anything. So I thought it was a lot at the time because I wasn't getting money.
So. Got it. So you evolved into the space just kind of having fun. And then, but your background, you wanted to be an actress?
I still want to be an actress, yeah. That was always my goal because I struggled so much with projecting myself, so I kind of always wanted to be someone else, so I thought, you know, acting would be the perfect escape for that.
Wow. And so right now you kind of frame your identity a digital influencer and an actress.
Yeah, well, actress in the small sense of the word, because that's kind of what I'm doing on a daily basis. You know, what I put out on social media is a little part of who I am. It's kind of like an alter ego. But in person, I'm the most shy, laid back, only when I'm really comfortable, kind of show who I really am.
And you actually studied at UCT?
Yeah, I studied at UCT. I studied film theory at UCT.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're serious about the kind of creative ability to tell stories.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
If someone goes to your pages now, what do you hope they get?
I don't know, just joy, like just get flooded with joy and just, you know, just feel relaxed and, you know, they don't really have to think when they come to my, when they come to my page.
One of the things I enjoy about the page is there's this sense of truth, this kind of almost unmasked behind the scenes truth. Like people grapple with, you know, being single, they grapple with how they look, or their crazy friends. How do you connect so well with people?
I don't know, I like to take everyday situations that, you know, people would normally find unbearable or just tough to handle. I like to add just like a humorous element just to tell people that we're all going through it and just not why laugh about it together.
Have you found moments where your own page was your own healing?
Definitely. It's gotten me through a lot. Like most of the time people wouldn't even know that I'm struggling or going through a tough time. Like when I went through a breakup or when I experienced, you know, death or anything like that, then people won't even know it. But that's when I would create the most content because I'm actually, that's when I'm healing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is some of your favorite stuff you've created? Like if you go back through, is it the stuff that was the most popular or the stuff that wasn't the most? My favorite book of mine is my least popular one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So my favorite videos, you know, most of my favorite videos were probably with my ex-boyfriend.
Are they still on your page?
They're still there. I'm not bitter. Like, I'm not a bitter person. You know, those memories are there.
I don't understand why people delete that stuff.
I'm yeah.
Like, you had a great life with this person.
Exactly. Like, you know, we had amazing memories. So that's probably, that would probably be my best.
Did he help you create
videos.
Some of the stuff?
No, he wasn't interested in social media at all at the time. So I actually, it was a struggle to kind of get him to play along because most of them were skits. So, yeah, that was interesting. He wasn't into social media at all, so we'd kind of have, like, fights in between. You know, I'd say, like, just act more sad! He'll be like... So, I kind of forced him.
He's like, I did not sign up for this acting thing. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. And when you look for a partner, do you look for someone who may work well in your world?
I thought that I didn't want to be with someone that was in the industry, but now I kind of changed my mind because I feel like if you're with someone that's kind of like-minded, it's easier to just get through certain things as opposed to being with someone that has no idea what you're going through.
It's like Will Smith, Jada, Beyonce, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's very difficult for me to find someone at this point in my life because I don't really know what people's intentions are. So it's...
They want to be in a video. What do you mean? They want to be famous. They want followers.
As soon as you put an Insta story, can you tag me in my Insta in your Insta story? I'm like, okay, you cancelled. It's so easy to pick up on people's intentions. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I've got a number of friends that are in this sort of space, and you watch them, and I genuinely feel sorry for influential people like you who find yourself in a situation and you never know, even friends, what their intents are. I can imagine as a girlfriend trying to find a good quality girlfriend who's actually looking for followers, and they know.
Yeah.
Imagine Kim Kardashian, right? Like all these friends who are blowing up because of her, and you know, and people can't act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you lost friends?
I haven't lost friends. I've faded from friends. Like I haven't made the conscious decision. No, like I haven't made the conscious decision to like cut people out of my life. I think naturally I just faded from people that didn't really contribute to my life in a positive way. So the people that I have in my life now are the people that were there before all of this happened. So
yeah, so
I hate to say it, but I don't have no new friends right now.
So let's go back to Nadia at zero followers to Nadia at, I'm sure across your platform, you probably got close to 1 million now in terms of, you know, just different YouTube people from all across. Let's say from 0 to 1 million. Tell me the difference between Nadia then and Nadia now.
I would say, look, my heart is still the same, but it's a bit guarded. So, like, I've just experienced a lot of things that kind of forced me to be a certain way. Like, I don't think that's anything you can really control. I know most people would say when you get to a certain point, then, oh, they change, they're such a different person. But I don't think that's really something you can help. I think it's just circumstances that kind of push you in a certain direction, you know. So I'd say I'm the same person. I'm still like chill and humble and like just easygoing, but I'm definitely more conscious of people's intentions.
Let's talk about the creative process and also the time it takes to create. So I can imagine that from what I observe on your pages is that the editing is well done. The scripting, the storyline is, you know, it's not random. So it takes time. The time it actually takes to produce a 15-second clip, I know it's different for every clip, but just kind of take us through how much time and what is the process.
Now, like, if I had to tell you now, like, my process is not complicated at all. Like, it doesn't take long. I take like 5 minutes to maybe edit a video.
5 minutes?
Yeah, like an Instagram video. If it's a like a music-y kind of one, like a montage, I'll take like maybe 10 minutes, but I won't take
so it is quite quick.
No, because my attention span isn't really long, so I can't concentrate on something for a long time. You know, I need to move all the time. I need to be somewhere. I can't like sit down and edit something for longer than 20 minutes, even a YouTube video.
So is that, you think that's part of why it's so real and authentic, is that it's not overly edited?
But that's why I can produce so much, because I don't take too much time out to edit and, you know, all of that kind of stuff and second guess myself.
Oh, wow. So you are, let's say it's Saturday morning, you don't have any fresh content. What is the thinking process? Take us behind the scenes. In you're on the bed, you're about to wake up. You're in the bed, you're about to wake up. What do you do? You scroll other people's posts? How do you start getting ideas?
So I don't really like to follow a lot of funny people. I follow a lot of funny pages with memes. So if I see a meme that I think is funny, I kind of twist it and turn it into a video or something relatable or something, you know, funny. So I'll take, that's kind of when I like have no ideas and I'm like dry, I'll look on like a meme page. Or I think the beauty of it is that I'm someone that I don't really have to wear makeup for a video, or not have to, but like I don't, I'm not saying that, I'm not vain or conceited, but I'm saying that I don't wear makeup on a daily basis, and I don't really care about my hair, I don't really care about what I look like. So that's why it's also easy for me to make videos, because I'll do it anyway and anytime, I don't really care how I look.
So would you say for people who are obsessed with trying to get the perfect look, that it may be difficult for their video content to relate?
Yeah, but you know, those kinds of people, there's always something for them. You know, if they care a lot about how they look, they'll either be a makeup guru or something like that. But that also takes a lot of time, and then that lowers your, you know, your production of your content. So that you have to take all of that into account when you kind of choose your avenue.
So imagine someone right out of school comes up to you and they go, look, I want to do something similar. I don't want to be like you. I do want to chart my own path. What equipment do they need? They have a decent phone. What editing suite would you recommend?
So, I don't know if you know Casey Neistat. Obviously, you must know Casey. You don't know Casey Neistat. So, he's like one of the biggest vloggers. And he maintains this principle of that you don't need the fanciest equipment. You don't need like the fanciest camera, editing software. All you need is a camera, your phone, and a signal and a great idea. So that's what he said, and that's literally what I stick by. Most of my stuff I film on my phone. Okay. You know.
So you've got your phone, but the editing, like, take us through the editing.
Editing is, it's really not difficult. Like, you kind of find your own style, and I think if you're going to be too strict about it, I mean, if you're not like a videographer, like a everyday videographer, and you're not filming events and stuff, I don't think you should be too anal about it. Can I say anal on you?
Is there a particular editing suite you recommend?
So I have a iPhone, so I just use iMovie. Okay. Or edit any editing software that comes with the phone. I mean, I think the editing software should come with a phone.
Got it. Do you run your stuff by people? Do you have like a team of people that you go, I'm not sure about this one.
Most of the time I don't, like, when I'll maybe send it to, if I'm not sure about a video, like if I think it's funny or not, then I'll send it to a friend, or I'll send it to my sister or my mom. But most of the time I don't, because I don't really like other people's judgment to kind of cloud, you know, what I think. And then you can send it to 5 different people and have 5 different opinions. So I kind of just go off the cuff.
And have you ever posted something and you regretted it?
I have. What did I actually I think I posted it and then I deleted it like 5 minutes later. I can't remember what it was. I think it was like a dancing video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a dancing video and then I deleted it like 5 minutes later.
Do you have friends who are just adamant, like, look, Nadia, I'm not going to be in your videos. Do not record me.
No, I have family members that are like that. Really? So my little sister, my little brother, and my older brother, don't really like being in the, and my dad.
What are your lines? Where do you draw the line?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of things you won't show or things you won't do. Is there just something and some things that you just want to keep off your social media?
Up until this point, I've like shown like a fun side, but I haven't really shown, you know, much vulnerability. Like I haven't shown people, I haven't spoken about my relationships. I haven't spoken about like when I go through a tough time. And I kind of find that people appreciate it more when you do share those things, but I feel like you need to kind of be ready when you want to share those things, because once you do, you can't take it back. And I think there's a level of sanity that you need when you're in this industry, and I think that's the only sanity I have right now. But yeah.
Do you have financial goals in this space? Do you see yourself becoming, because there are people clearly who are multimillionaires in this space, it's a serious thing. Do you have those type of goals?
In this space or in this country?
No, period. In this social media space, where doesn't matter where you're living. Do you see yourself becoming a multimillionaire as an actress as well as a social?
I do. I haven't thought about that, to be honest. Obviously, money is a big factor when you want to, you know, to live life and just. But yeah, I have big dreams for myself, and I like social media allowed me to kind of believe that those dreams can come true.
Wow. So. And what are some of your fears?
I have a lot of fears. Where do you want me to begin? you know, I fear failure, embarrassment, just, you know, I feel being ridiculed, just judged. Yeah, that's like the biggest.
Have you ever posted something and it didn't go well and you question yourself?
Oh, yeah. So I posted last year, I posted a bunch of singing videos. But the thing is, throughout primary school and high school, I was always in theater, and I was always like, I was in all the plays, and I always sang and everything. But when I started with social media, I kind of boxed myself into being the funny girl. So when I started singing, I don't think people, you know, they couldn't relate to that. They didn't understand why I was singing. Like, why are you actually singing? What is this contributing to my life? So, so I'm like, no, I feel like singing. So this is me singing. And I got a lot of, like, praise for it. But then I also got a lot of hate for it.
Was it balanced, like, equal?
No. Look, the hate was, like, maybe 5 or 10%. The praise was 90%, but naturally we're going to focus on the negative, you know. And at that point, I was super, that was like the first vulnerable thing that I did, you know, was singing. Anyway, I sang and I kind of immediately regretted even putting anything out there, because I thought to myself, this could have all been avoided if I just didn't sing, you know. And I was so down on myself, and I just didn't want to sing anymore. Because I got so, I don't know so much, but like I just got a lot of people saying mean things about it, you know.
That 5% was tough.
Damn, like at 5 to 10%, but all of them on Twitter. All of them on Twitter.
Twitter is hectic.
Twitter's a dark hole.
Yeah, and how do you split the time between your various platforms?
So I don't focus much on Twitter, mostly because Twitter, like, they traumatized me. I focus on mostly YouTube and Instagram. Not
and
so much.
Snapchat?
I use Snapchat's filter, but then I post it on Instagram. Oh. I don't really use Snapchat. Facebook, not really.
When you look at the numbers, particularly in South Africa, it's weird because Snapchat never really took off like people thought it would. I mean, it's got a decent number, but like if you look at Instagram, I mean, it's the growth there is very strong. Why do you think people love that platform so much?
Snapchat.
No.
Instagram. Because it has everything. Like with Snapchat, I think initially people loved it because you could send pictures and, you know, it would disappear and everything. But then Instagram, you could also send pictures and you could allow if you want the person to replay it once, or if you want them to disappear after the first play, you can see someone screenshotted on Instagram the picture. So when Instagram did that, I think Snapchat kind of lost its value a little bit, except for the filters.
You've been traveling quite a bit. You know, what are some of your favorite places in the world? And secondly, could you see yourself living somewhere else?
So I recently went to Berlin and Barcelona. I could definitely see myself living in Barcelona. Definitely. I just love it there. I was only there for 2 days, and I can really see myself living there. But I also think it's the people and the people that you're with when you're traveling that make a difference.
And what was it that you connected with?
The people and the vibe. The people that are really amazing, and they also have everything. So,
what should we look out for coming up with you? I know you're working on a lot of projects, but for people who decide to follow you today, I mean, funny thing, I love my following on here. We got quite a few followers, obviously, in the States, but we got people, random people, like in South Korea, all over the world, who listen in little small pockets. What do you want them to know about what they should look out for?
Definitely gonna... I don't know what I can say on here. But I am... Right now I'm trying to pursue my career in acting. So hopefully you'll see me on the big screens. And then I have a few campaigns coming up. Very cool campaigns. And then also YouTube.
YouTube as well. YouTube, yeah. They can look out for you. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're a star.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nadia. I hope you make billions. And more importantly, keep making us laugh. Follow Nadia, Nadia Jafta, J-A-F-T-A. Thanks for listening to the Brain and Brand Show. Please do subscribe and rate us a 5 on the app you use. You'll feel better, and more importantly, your friends will be able to find us easier. We'll be back next week with the next episode.
This is CliffCentral.com.